Well, I'm Bruno Latour, and I'm speaking in the name of all the authors of the paper, and I, in their behalf, want to thank you for the honor of being given this award for a paper which is a very technical paper and a very French paper, because it's about Tarde. And as everybody now knows, Tarde was a French sociologist. He was abandoned, basically, at least in France, not so much in the US, where he was always cultivated, especially by the Chicago School, and of course many people in social psychology. But in France it had completely disappeared. And my idea about 7 years ago was that the web and all the new things that people were saying about how the digital were going to modify our access to social phenomena could actually test or even vindicate some of the idea that Tarde had about the way to follow social traces. He was himself interested in statistics. In his most famous book on the laws of imitation, there is one chapter on statistics and another one on archaeology, strange enough. And in his chapters on statistics, he describes a situation, what would be the statistic of the future, in a way which for me was completely reminiscent of what the web was supposed to give us. That is, he says we will read the social world as we read a newspaper, except there will be no text in the newspaper, there will be only traces of phenomena which have been captured by all sorts of instruments, phenomena which would be so subtle and so finely described that it would be like following the flight of a gull, he said. So when I read these pieces by Tarde, and when I began to see what was accessible on the web, having worked with Michel Calon for many years on scientometrics, which, strange enough, Calon abandoned when it became popular through Google, I thought it would be really interesting to test some of Tarde's hypothesis on quantitative social science, basically, something which had not been done before, on Tarde, I mean. So I had assembled, while I was still at École des Mines, biologist, a guy called Taddy, with a Tardian microbiologist working on bacteria, people working on statistics, on epidemiology, on memes, and, of course, sociologists and webmasters of some sort. And we discovered that the idea of monads, which had been spurned by even the most interested people in town, this idea that entities are, how would you say that in English, are not separable, that they are actually superimposable, but not the notion of impenetrability of the beings, is actually a myth, which was, of course, the idea of Leibniz, but that no one had actually connected with this new technique of the web. This idea, we thought it was time to test. So, of course, the great advantage of a link we did with scientometrics was that we had a physicist, Pablo Jensen, Tommaso Venturini, with a specialist of the way you describe the web. We describe through the web social phenomena, and myself interested in the content of Tarde's argument, and I'm sorry to say we don't understand very little about quantitative method. And Dominique Boulier, with a sociologist specialized in media studies. So with this group of authors, we have worked for now, I think, 2 years before publication, to try to see if the notion of monads could be operationalized. And the best way to operationalize was, of course, to use scientometrics, that is, the study of scientific paradigms. Because in the case of scientific paradigms, we have a vast amount of data, and Pablo Jensen himself had already worked a lot on it, so it seems like a good idea. Of course, the paper is still very tentative. But I think the reason why it was awarded a prize is because it has the, at least it shows the possibility that the, what we call the two-level standpoint, that is this idea that we have to shift method when we move from individual to collective phenomenon. And now we talk about collecting phenomenon, not collective phenomenon. That this idea had an alternative, that it's possible to study collecting phenomenon without making the distinction between individual phenomena and, let's say, social or emergent phenomena. Now, of course, since the time of Tard, this argument has always been misunderstood, and this is why we are especially pleased by the award, because it proved that it's not that impossible to understand. It has been misunderstood as an argument about micro level, as if when you dispute the idea of the two level, you immediately shift to individual or micro level. And with Calon, we had worked on for years on that argument, really. And we were always surprised that no one really get it. That is, everybody, including Durkheim's reading Tard, and later sociologists reading actor network theory, always think that if you don't go to the social structural order, let's say, it means that you are sticking to the individual micro interactions, in spite of whatever we do and whatever we should. So in this case, I think we try to not obtain, because that would be to say too much, but at least test that an alternative visualization of the same type of data on the notion of paradigm in science, for instance, allows to show that the impenetrability of entity can be put aside, and that by superimposing the monad, that is the individualizing and collecting phenomena, we get at least an idea of what would be an alternative view of the social. So this is what we tested. This is the paper that you accepted. And it's a great pleasure for us, and I think a great push and help for us to go on with the work we do at the Media Lab, that you gave an award to this paper, which simultaneously is advanced in terms of social theory, but also based on the new data available for the web. So in the name of all the authors, we thank you very much.